Welcome to Conversations on Coast Access Radio. In this program, we have conversations with people about their interests, their lives, the things that motivate and excite them. So relax and enjoy this conversation.
Hello there, lovely listeners, and welcome to another episode of Conversations. I'm your host, Nikki Carroll, and in the studio with me today, I have Janine Van Kradenburg, who is a nurse from Waikano Health, and Ruth Surrey, who works with a local business, Arborist. And they're both here to talk to me about a pilot program that has been set up by the Kapiti Kindness Trust that will help cover medical costs. Welcome, ladies.
Hello, thank you.
First of all, I'm just going to do a little bit of background. I've received a media release here that tells me that this is a pilot program run by the Kapiti Kindness Trust covering medical costs that would have otherwise been a stretch for people in need, and they are looking to expand it, utilising nurses at Waikanae Health to help identify candidates. And the pilot has currently supported 8 patients with full or partial contributions to the costs of various services. So Janine, you work at Waikanae Health. Were you one of the nurses who's been involved with this?
I have, but I have to just clarify. The Kapiti Kindness Trust wasn't actually established for that initially. Martin Sloman, who is known, very well known as a local counsellor, not the KCDC type,
no,
but
the mental well-being.
That's right, type. Yes. He received a Queen Merit Award about 2 years ago, and before that he started a group called Whirlwind, specifically for men, and it's a closed group, and you know, it's one of those groups that whatever's said in the group stays in the group, yep, kind of thing. And especially, you know, with men not wanting to share emotion and feelings, and it's been exceptionally successful. And out of that came the Kapiti Kindness Trust idea at a time when it still is, where there's very limited funding for mental well-being. I remember he said during the talk, which I was very lucky to be at the talk that he gave after he received the Queen Merit Award, he said, you know, we should stop having the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. We should be proactive. And so the idea of it is to, if we think that we have 55,000 people in Kapiti, mm-hmm, they each contribute $2 a month, then we'll end up with over $1 million per year. And we could actually give that back to our community. And so that's the idea of having funds available to look after our own, because that's the bottom line, is the fact that we don't have finances available for people's well-being.
Okay, so the Kapiti Kindness Trust itself was established a few years ago, and it's basically funded by the local community. So as Janine said, if every person within the community donated $2 a month, they'd have $1.3 million a year could go towards resetting our community's mental health compass through kindness and connection. So I've seen they've been involved with a number of different initiatives in the time that they've been in existence. So this is a new initiative that they're involved in.
Yeah, so the idea was, you know, because we're a trust and we have an accountant on our retired accountant, and he said to us, well, we've got a little bit of money in the pot now. Now we have to show that we're using it in the community. How can we do that? So we were sort of scratching our head and we were thinking, how do we actually apply this money and make it so that it means something, you know, it actually makes a difference. So I said, well, I'm a nurse. I work at, you know, I see people struggling to access healthcare because they financially can't do it. So we thought we'll take X amount of dollars and we'll see. The nice thing about it is that it's at the discretion, because we thought that the clinicians probably, you know, they're too busy to think about it. But nurses and often patients actually would tell the nurses that they're struggling financially. And so we thought, okay, let's ask the nurses to use their discretion. So the thing about it is that they didn't have to ask anyone. There was no command chain, or, you know, it's just like, this person really needs it, let's apply it. And that was it. And at the end of it, so we've come to the end of that funding for this pilot project. We just give the Cavity Kindness Trust, or Waikanae Health did, a statement of how the money was applied. But of course, no names, is completely anonymous, just to say that this is how we've used it, you know. And I think that was so good because it was minimal admin involved. There was no command chain, but we can actually account for it. And that's what our accountant wants. He wants to, because he wants to say, look, we're a trust, we have to be shown to do the right thing.
One of the things Martin is quoted as saying is that it can come down to something as simple as, do I pay my power bill or do I go and get a top up of my medication that I need? And so you're going to pay your power bill and put yourself secondary. So you're trying to reverse that by making it easier for people to put themselves and their health first.
Yes, that's right. The idea is that the practitioner can help the patient if an issue is with finance. So we're calling it a kindness script. So we went from Waikanae Health having the kindness script allocation to now we've expanded it out to 3 other businesses. And they also can make the decision themselves. So they're not exactly advertising they have this kindness script, but they can make the choice. The practitioner can choose. This patient probably needs more consults or needs medication, but they're choosing not to due to their financial situation. Therefore, we'll be able to assist them and offer the kindness script. That's the idea, is that people can make the right choice to take care of themselves.
Right. So there was 8 people on the initial pilot, and you've just said that there's 3 other organisations that are coming on board. Would they on average be looking at around about the same number of people, do you think?
Well, we are giving each business $500 to use as their discretion. We're suggesting $50 with a physiotherapist company. We're suggesting that $50 per person, so they've got 10 kindness scripts to allocate.
Right. Okay, so they can choose to use it how they want. But it's a fund to be used for people who they are aware would otherwise be financially struggling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So Janine's a nurse and she was involved with the health centre that ran the pilot. What's your involvement? How does an arborist get involved with this kind of thing, Ruth?
Oh, well, I have a background in HR, and Martin Sloman, when he gave his speech that Janine was talking about at the Electra Business Breakfast with his idea of the Kapiti Kindness Trust, I said, is anybody in this room think this idea is a good one? And there was a lot of people that raised their hands. So I said, well, let's get together and have a meeting and talk about it. So I was at that meeting, and then I got asked, would I be involved on the board? And so I've dealt with Martin through my human resources work for many years, and that's how I became involved. So yeah, it's not to do with arboriculture, it's to do with being a member of the community, and a little bit of kindness goes a long way. So my background of being quite organised is really what Martin was trying to tap into. So I ask difficult questions and I ask about process, and I make sure that the pilot programme is fair. And it was wonderful. So the physiotherapy company we went to was PhysioWorks. They're in Waikanae, and the whole concept of the Kindness Trust is that kindness breeds kindness. And when I suggested that we would like to give PhysioWorks some money, they returned with, well, we'll double it.
Wow.
So that's the whole I get goosebumps just saying that. That's the whole concept of kindness. The other things that the Kindness Trust has done, for example, is the company that I work for, Monkey Man Tree Services, they donated some firewood. And we posted on our Facebook page that we were wanting to donate 4 loads of firewood to recipients. So please nominate someone that you know that is deserving. So there was a number of nominations, and another arboriculture company got on board and offered firewood, which was awesome. And before you knew it, I think we had 8 people that we were delivering free firewood to. And as I was calling them to say, hey, it's Ruth here from Monkey Man Trees, just better come around and give you some wood. They were like, is there a catch? Because we don't expect someone to do something for nothing.
No. So
true.
And so I was like, no, it's real. We're in the truck. We're on our way. And we would deliver the firewood. And they would just look at us like, really? Really? And as we drove off, the feeling of, wow, it was a real high. So it doesn't matter whether it's a big thing or a small thing. The act of giving actually comes straight back at you. Being part of the Kindness Trust has taught me that in tenfold over.
So according to my notes, Carpety Kindness Trust has been in existence for, or is in its third year, which means this actually kicked off during our big period of COVID. And obviously, for a lot of people, that contact was lost and people felt lost. And so having an initiative where kindness is encouraged, and as you said with your examples, people then jump on board with it, it's almost like it was perfect timing.
Yes, absolutely. It did slow down our launch for the Kindness Trust, but it also created a bigger need for what we're trying to achieve. So the Kindness Script is just one of many ideas we have that we can do within the Kindness Trust. There's lots more to come. We just need to do one thing at a time.
Okay. And there's only so many of you, isn't there? I mean, there's your two selves, Martin. How many other people do you have on board?
We have someone, a bank manager. We have some people that aren't on the board that are very active on the social media side of things. We have Becky, who's come on board, and Brian, who's our retired lawyer.
Okay, so what kind of people are you looking for? Like, is there specific roles that people could fill in a volunteer basis?
Well, there actually is. There's a really great opportunity right now that we're actually advertising with Volunteer Cup of Tea. And it's for someone to do up to 8 hours a week of admin, which would include helping find more volunteers, helping get some social media, try and help us with this pilot program so that we can grow it. Ideally, we need people with boots on the ground so we can grow this pilot into something that we can roll out and throughout all of Kapiti.
Right, so it's been in one, the pilot program. You're rolling it out to another three organisations, is that right? And obviously you want to roll it beyond. And this particular pilot program is around health, right?
Correct.
So that you'd be looking, and you mentioned earlier, physio is, you know, like, it's not just going to the doctors, there's other options as well.
Correct. So it's been offered to a chemist, that's in process, offered to a physiotherapist, and offered to exercise well. And they do exercising and helping people when they're on long-term, say on ACC or trying to rehabilitate for a long-term injury. So they're currently in the pilot program as well. But ideally, we want to roll it out to more medical centres, more. There's a number of, the list is quite endless, actually.
I can imagine, yes. You seem very passionate about it, Ruth, and I would imagine that your list is probably endless.
Indeed.
So is this kind of like the main program that's been put on, or the main project that's been initiated by the Trust since it began?
Well, we have the awards that we give out monthly, the Kindness Awards.
So I love those. I've seen those.
Yep. So
Celebration Box, is it?
The Kapiti Collective.
Yes.
So donate to us a prize, which we give to a kindness beneficiary, someone that's done some really lovely things, and someone else nominated them.
Right. So just for people who maybe don't know about this, so it's a monthly thing. How do you go about nominating people for this?
Usually we get people sending us either an email, or they go on our Facebook page and they just describe, you know, have a little story about why they would like the person to be nominated. And then we look at all the nominees, and then the board actually then decide, we vote and we decide on a person.
Right. Or,
yes.
And that's a monthly thing.
Yes.
And it gets posted on Facebook, so the Kapiti Kindness Trust Facebook page.
That's right.
Is the place to look.
Yes.
Can you give me an idea of some of the kind of people that have received this over the years? You can maybe think of a couple of people each that have stood out for you.
There's, I remember the owner of a tyre service business that became a bit of a mentor to the young people that works for him. I think he's still in our area, and just almost being, you know, like a father figure. Mm-hmm. And one of the young men nominated him, and he got the prize, and he didn't have any idea. He was so surprised and so happy, and you know, just incredibly, I don't think he realized what an impact he makes on a day-to-day basis on these young men that works for him.
Oh, that is brilliant. And what about you, Ruth? Can you think of anybody in particular that stood out for you?
Yeah, a wee while ago, a young guy on his way to work, and he saw someone standing on the side of a bridge looking a bit unhappy and a bit lonely, and he pulled his car over, and sure enough, he was thinking about not good things, And this guy talked him through, took him home, and realised he himself has some issues, and he identified with the person that he saw standing on the side of the road. So it's hugely courageous to, A, get involved and try and talk someone through something like that, and didn't do it expecting there to be any recognition for it. And those are the sorts of things that we can help with, whether it's large or small. There's also recently been a child that's done some really cool stuff, saving their pocket money to give back to charity rather than spend on themselves. So the list is huge, and it's quite robust, the conversation that happens in our Cup of Kindness group about who should win, because we all have different outlooks.
Yeah. Somebody, yeah, exactly.
Because there's so much good stuff that goes on, and what we're trying to do is capture it.
Yes. So it's not so much about rewarding them, though that is lovely to be able to do that, but it's also about putting it out there and telling people about these people, because these people are doing it for no reward.
That's right.
Yes. But it's nice to let... social media is one of those platforms that is good and evil at the same time, because there is so much not so good stuff that happens on there that sometimes you forget that there actually is a lot of really good people out there and a lot of good things. And I think we have to remind ourselves, and I try very hard to remind my young people, that you see what you look for. So if your time spent on social media is looking for the negative, is looking for the horrible things that happen in the world, then that is all that's going to show up on your feed, because it's all about algorithms. So here we have Carpety Kindness Trust. You need to get them on your Facebook feed, because that will encourage other good, positive things. I mean, I myself personally, Upworthy is one of the international social media platforms that I follow, because they are always sharing really positive, uplifting stories. And sometimes just seeing one of those can make your whole day.
So positivity breeds positivity, and this is what the Kindness Trust is about. It's a promoting and putting a spotlight on positivity, but in our community, not further and beyond, right on our doorstep.
Yeah.
And the smallest acts, it's not about getting a prize from the Cup to Kindness Trust. It's actually about, just as a group of people, let's promote the good. Yeah. And it's out there. So there's lots of other ideas that we have. We're talking to the colleges, looking at doing some scholarships. I'm really keen on scholarships for extracurricular activities. So where there's young people who would really benefit from doing an activity, but for financial reasons aren't able to.
Well, exactly. As a parent, you can testify. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. A lot of those things are expensive, yeah. Particularly when you're looking at things that a lot of the local sports are quite expensive by the time you do the gear they've got to wear, but even your drama schools and places like that can get really expensive as well.
So my passion is to really help with that. I would like to, once this pilot is up and running and we're getting everyone $2 a month in, so that we can keep promoting and giving, I would really like to help the young people, because I've experienced that too as a single mum raising two children. I worked for, I think, nearly all of the activities that my children went to because I couldn't afford to pay for them to join the clubs. Often people these days don't have the time to be able to do that. So, yeah. So who loses out? The young people lose out. And there's skills that are grown in extracurricular activities that leads to employment down the track. So it just helps resource our community by this continuous cycle of helping. So I would love to be able to go to lots of the extracurricular activities on the coast and say, here, I would like to give you a scholarship. You choose your child. So we don't administer much. The whole point is it's self-perpetuating.
Yeah.
The $2 a month donation that we're asking people to provide is such a minor amount that we don't have to give the reporting as to where every penny was spent. We could if we needed to, but the idea is it's little admin, more about doing the good, giving to the community, and yeah. Trusting the companies that have the prescription, the funding, to provide it to those that need it most.
And so over the period of time, over the 3 years, have you seen a growth in people contributing?
Yes, and I was thinking when Ruth mentioned about that first meeting we both attended, and she got up, she was very brave, and this is part of what she does, she asks the hard questions. She got up and said, who's doing this with us, you know? And I was so glad that she did that, because not a lot of people would have done that, because otherwise it would have just been talk and no do. And this is the thing about the Kapiti Kindness Trust, is we do, you know. And we've got a few volunteers on the ground, and they do phenomenal work, and they've got connections in the community. They know who's struggling. They know, you know, where there's abuse going on, that kind of thing. And we've also, I think this is our third winter that we will be giving away hot water bottles and slow cookers and the wheat bags. Yes, so we have, you know, with the little bit of money that we have, we buy that, and you know, we always try and get the best price, or you know, go to places where they would say, okay, we'll give it to you at cost or whatever, and then we redistribute it. And this is where our volunteers come in, because they really know who needs it. And with the slow cooker initiative, we have a wonderful person as well, Therese. She does is it YouTube or Facebook videos where she shows recipes, how to use it, it's delicious, yes, and really cost effective. So that's, you know, that's the kind of thing that, it's little things, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives.
Absolutely. And I mean, like, the slow cookers are amazing. My oldest said, Mum, when I leave home, that's what I want. I want you to gift me a slow cooker. You just throw everything into the one pot and make a meal.
Well, you tell your eldest to check out our Facebook page, and they'll learn how to cook on a budget with their crock pot.
Even better. So this is a growing thing. Like, it's only been going for 3 years, but you obviously have a lot of ideas and a lot of passion to bring the kindness to Kapiti. So aside from the Facebook page, what is another way that people can get a hold of you if either they want to help contribute in some way, or they have some ideas about where, as your funding grows, you may want to direct your sites to as well?
We have a web page.
Yes.
Kapiti Kindness Trust. Is it .co.nz? Yeah.
Yes. So kapitikindnesstrust.co.nz.
Yes.
And that's got all the contact details on it.
Yes.
Brilliant. So if this sounds like something you'd like to be involved with, either from a volunteer point of view, and Ruth has already talked about an admin role that's available with the trust at the moment, or if you want to be involved in getting the word out there so that more people can contribute. I mean, $2 a month is such a small amount to contribute. And she says this, not actually doing it herself yet, but will once she gets off the microphone. So that, and also if you are aware of organisations or situations that people are in where that little bit of extra help could make a difference to them, jump on the kapitikindnesstrust.co.nz page, or check them out on Facebook, and get those contact details and get in touch. So ladies, is there anything else you'd like to say before we close off?
Well, I'd just like to do another bit of a pitch for the role that we have available, because I really think it might suit someone that's maybe a mum wanting to start back into work. I would like to pick up some admin skills, because it's quite broad-based, but you'd be fully supported by a team of people that really want to do good stuff. So I see it as a great opportunity to get back into the workplace. It's work from home, it's flexible hours, and skills that you can grow, so, and making a huge difference in your community. So hopefully somebody will hear about this and check out Volunteer Kapiti.
They have a lot of they're a really good source for a few, as Ruth said, making that step back into the workforce for whatever reason you've been out of it. Sometimes getting those volunteer skills will actually help you make that move.
Absolutely. Additionally, our bank account number, Nikki, for your reference after this program, is on our website too.
Yes.
Excellent. So there's the bank account number. So you don't even have to get in touch with anybody. You can just add that to your payment plan at your own bank, because the bank account number is right there for you. Janine, was there anything else that you wanted to add from a health perspective?
I think if you have a healthy mind, then, you know, a healthy body creates a healthy mind, and vice versa. So it's really, and you know, we all have different needs, and this is what the Kapiti Kindness Trust, I think, tries to address as well, is what is the one little thing, if you are struggling mentally, physically, financially, what is that one little thing that's going to help you to not, so that it's not the last straw on the camel's back? You know, that's what we want to do. And kindness is a choice. So make that choice because it's for the good of everyone. And we have such a wonderful community. I've seen so much love in our community. And I'm incredibly blessed to have been living in this community for the last 22 years. I feel really blessed and privileged. And, you know, I just want to extend the kindness to our community and ask our community to reciprocate and look after each other.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate your time. That's Janine Van Kradenburg and Ruth Surrey, who are part of the Kapiti Kindness Trust, talking to us about a pilot funding out-of-pocket medical costs that they are looking to expand throughout the Kapiti community. But they need your help. So check out their website, start contributing that $2 a month, or get in touch with them if there's other ways you can help them out. Thanks, ladies.
You've been listening to Conversations on Coast Access Radio, a program where we talk with people about their lives, their passions, their interests.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.org.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.